I just had a very, very quick thing just to bring to your attention. This doesn't require any effort or any action from the council, but just so that you're aware, the Canadian Pacific Railroad, the holiday train, they do this all over the country every year. And what they do is they'll come into a community that has a railroad, obviously. Hard to get there otherwise.
Come right down 65.
And the train is decked out in lights, and they have entertainment, and they kind of put on just a little variety show for the public there, and they collect toys and donations, is my understanding, and they donate money and food and toys to the community's designated recipient. So when it comes time, we'll be coming to you all to say, okay, where do you want the money and the materials to go to? But the only thing that they're going to ask of us is that they have their own security, but they like to involve the local police. And this is right up Chief Maple's alley. So there may be some police officers that we want to assign to be there in the crowd and things like that. But that's the only cost involved for the city, is a little bit of personnel there at the moment. And it's being put together right now to be on the south side of town down by the Lowe's parking lot. So December the 3rd is when they're looking to come to Chillicothe, and between 4 and 6 p.m. is what they're looking at. So that's like I said, it doesn't require any action, but I did want to keep you all updated.
I don't have anything except it looked like we had another very successful Chautauqua this past weekend. Even though it didn't rain, it was muddy, but Josh,
everything,
and all the volunteers made it work.
They did a great job.
A lot of people to town. Mr. Ashford.
No comments.
Same thing, Chautauqua, I didn't get to go, but I heard it was great. Everybody was well organized. Great to have Chief Maple out there with that little sign and taking pictures. So that's pretty good for the community. So,
Mr. Cunningham.
Well, I'd just like to thank all the scouts and all the leaders for what they do. And as we're sitting here looking out at the Boy Scouts and I don't know if there's any Girl Scouts here right now. One of these days they could be setting up here where we're at. So you leaders are forming the future. So thank you for all you do.
Mr. Douglas.
The only thing I was going to mention was at Maysville, everybody probably knows where Maysville is. They're having an old-time tent revival. It runs Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And it's at the fairgrounds. It's on the east side of town, on north of Highway 6. If you ever have never been to a revival in a tent, you miss something. And we was up there last night. We're going back tomorrow night.
Mr. Howard?
Just want to tell Edison thanks for the great idea you had.
Mr. Coward?
Nothing. Kind of one time.
Yes.
Just please, everybody, keep in mind what tomorrow's date is.
Yes.
We have our police officers and our fire department. And, just keep them and all their families in our prayers for that. It's I don't want to call it a special day because it's not a special day. It's a bad day for our nation. But keep everybody in your thoughts and prayers for that.
Mr.